Bob's Bob-o-pedic.
This is Jeopardy. Let's meet today's contestants. An eighth grade humanities teacher from San Diego, California, Antoinette Perisic. A legal technology professional from Los Angeles, California, Ryan Hemmel. And our returning champion, a software engineer from Lafayette, California, Henry Baer, whose two-day cash winnings total $61,400. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Welcome, everybody, and welcome to our challengers today, Antoinette and Ryan. In case you missed our last two shows, let me tell you something very simple about our champion, Henry. He's good. So gear up. Here we go. Categories, please. Starting off with, hello songs. Blank the blank. Put it in the cabinet department. We'll deal with historic women. We'll get all aboard, notice board in quotation marks. Where's this train headed? Henry, start.
Blank the blank for 200.
To deal with the consequences of your actions is to dance and do this. Give compense to a certain musician. Henry?
Let's pay the piper.
Yes.
Blank the blank, 400.
Someone may be secretly controlling a situation from here, literally out of view of the theater audience. Antoinette?
What is behind the curtain?
Yes.
Historic women, 200.
She was the first and so far only female prime minister of Israel. Ryan?
Who is Golda Meir?
You are right.
Historic women, 400.
Answer. You can risk up to 1,000.
I'll wager 1,000.
All right. Lady Jane Grey was proclaimed queen to keep the throne from this woman who lived up to her nickname by having Jane executed.
Who is Bloody Mary?
That is right. Yes, Mary Tudor. You're in the lead.
I'll take historic women for 600.
A freed slave chose this name for herself because she felt a call to travel up and down the land to preach the word of God. Ryan.
What is Sojourner Truth?
Yes.
Historic women, 800.
In 1864, she was officially made superintendent of nurses for the Army of the James. Antoinette.
Who is Clara Barton?
Yes.
Historic women, 1,000.
Immortalized in a bust, this ancient queen has a name meaning a beautiful woman has come. Ryan.
What is Nefertiti?
Right.
Blank the blank for 600.
To complete a task within an allotted time. Also the title of a TV game show. Henry?
Let's check the box.
Nope. What is beat the clock? Ryan, back you.
Blank the blank for 800.
A Twilight Zone episode is named for this kid's game that's related to tag and hide and seek. Antoinette.
What is kick the can?
Yes.
Finish out the category for 1,000.
In a declaration by David Farragut, this phrase preceded full speed ahead. Ryan.
What is damn the torpedoes?
You got it.
Cabinet department for 2.
The Bureau of Engraving and Printing. Antoinette.
What is the mint?
Nope. Henry.
What is the Treasury?
Yes, Treasury Department.
Cabinet, 400.
The U.S. Marshals Service. Ryan.
What is the Department of Justice?
Yes.
Cabinet for 6.
The Bureau of Land Management. Henry.
What is the Interior?
Correct.
Cabinet, 800.
The Food and Nutrition Service. Antoinette.
What is Health and Human Services?
No. Ryan or Henry? What is Agriculture? Henry.
1,000, Cabinet.
The Bureau of Economic Analysis. Ryan.
What is labor?
No. Henry Antoinette. What is the Commerce Department? All right. Good time to stop. We'll take a break. We'll come back and chat with the players.
Saving children from sexual slavery.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
Tracking heavy rain as it moves into the area, the impact it will have on your Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
A ransomware attack on Baltimore County schools shuts down virtual learning. Fox 45 News Project Baltimore investigates how long the shutdown could last and the steps to protect your family's personal information.
Welcome back. Since the beginning of the program, I have been mispronouncing this young lady's name. It's not Antoinette. It's Antoinette Hirsig. All right. There's an interesting situation that developed between you and your mother. When you were growing up, Jeopardy aired twice in your area.
Yeah, we got stations from Youngstown, Ohio and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So my mom and I would watch Jeopardy at 7 and then watch it again at 7:30 and see how many we could remember from episode to episode.
And how well did you do?
Better than her. She'll hate me saying that.
Okay, good. Ryan Hemmel is from L.A., a legal technology professional, diehard Dallas Cowboys fan, although you grew up in?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Why the shift in allegiance there?
I was just kind of an anti-fan of all the New York sports teams, so the Cowboys were a natural rival of the Giants.
Okay, all right. That's a good reason. Henry Bayer is from Lafayette, California. He's a software engineer and has a bunny.
I have a bunny named Floop, yeah, and he's called Floop because he's a Holland Lop, which means that his ears kind of flop down instead of just stick back up like all the other bunnies.
Uh-huh. How long have you had this bunny?
About like 3 years,
oh.
Yeah.
What's the lifespan for a...
We've got 9 more years of them, 12 years.
Okay, all right, something to look forward to. You're in command of the board right now. There are 3 full categories still in play, so check it out. Make a selection.
Let's do board for 1,000.
The decision in this Supreme Court case was announced May 17th, 1954. Ryan.
What is it, Brown versus Board of Education?
Correct.
Board for 8.
Established in 1848, the CBOT is the Chicago This. Antoinette.
What is Board of Transportation?
Nope. Ryan or Henry? What is Board of Trade? Back to you, Ryan.
Board for 6.
Other 80s drivers knew a car had precious cargo when they saw a yellow diamond-shaped sign with these 3 words. Antoinette.
What is baby on board?
Good.
All aboard for 400.
Made of compressed wood chips. It sounds like it's made of protons and neutrons. Antoinette.
What is particle board?
Yep.
Let's finish out the category 200.
Diplomacy, or Parcheesi, for example. Henry.
What is a board game?
That's right.
Train for 1,000.
The Amtrak line, named for this mountain range, gives passengers a great view of Mount St. Helens. Henry?
What are the Cascades?
Correct.
800 train.
The Lakeshore Limited runs from Chicago to Boston and New York along the southern shores of these 2 great lakes. Henry?
What is Erie and Michigan?
Yes.
Train 600.
On its way from Chicago to the Pacific Northwest, the Empire Builder follows major portions of this pair's route. Ryan.
Who are Lewis and Clark?
That's it.
Train for 4.
The Maple Leaf starts in this city and passes by the Finger Lakes region on its way to New York. Antoinette.
What is Toronto?
Right.
Train 200.
The northern terminus of the Ethan Allen Express is at Rutland in this state. Antoinette.
What is Vermont?
You got it.
Oh, hello, 200.
In 2015, her song, Hello, became the first to sell 1 million downloads in the first week of release. Antoinette.
Who is Adele?
Yes.
400.
You say goodbye and I say hello, 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 to one of the 3 chart-topping tunes by this band in 1967. Henry.
Who are the Beatles?
Yes.
600.
In 1965, this duo began The Sound of Silence with Hello, Darkness, My Old Friend. Henry.
We're Simon and Garfunkel.
Yes.
800.
A number one song by him asks, hello, is it me you're looking for? Antoinette.
Who is Lionel Richie?
Right, and now the last clue. Not only did the Beastie Boys get no sleep till this borough, the group also said hello to it as well. Antoinette.
What is Brooklyn?
Brooklyn, yes, and that takes you up to 3,800 into second place, and that means that Henry will pick first in the double Jeopardy round when we get the board organized for that. The closest game we've had this week underway right now, and Henry, our returning champion in third place, gets to pick first from these categories. A la cartography, followed by authors. Global cheers, the American League, chase scenes. And in the last category, each correct response will be a letter, then a word. Henry.
Cartography for 1,600.
It's a general term for maps used by ocean navigators. There's a book of these and coastal views of Captain Cook's voyages. Henry.
What is a periplus?
No. Ryan or Antoinette? What are charts? Back to you, Henry.
1200, cartography.
C is for these lines on a map, the join points of equal elevation. And those would be contour lines. Henry?
Cartography, 800.
Answer. All right. You have 1800. You can risk up to 2000.
Let's do 2000.
Okay. On Mercator maps, these parallel lines get farther apart as they get more distant from the equator.
What are lines of latitude?
Yes, that's it. Came to you in the nick of time. Go again.
A letter than a word for 1200.
Looking for a spouse of a certain faith, this website calls itself a modern shidduch. Ryan.
What is JD?
Yes.
Authors for 1600?
In addition to satirical works, this one-named French Enlightenment writer penned the 1723 epic poem La Henriade. Henry.
Who's Voltaire?
Correct.
American League 1200.
Answer. The other Daily Double. Well, you're a shade off the lead.
3,000.
Three it is. Null.org is the website for this organization that's been working for African Americans and civil rights since 1910.
What's the NAACP?
No. What is the National Urban League? National Urban. You drop into third place. Go again.
American League, 1600.
In 1862, Ohio Loyalists founded the Union League of America to oppose these snaky anti-war Northerners. Ryan.
What are Copperheads?
Yes.
American League for 800.
This league that sponsored the 1976, 1980, and 1984 U.S. presidential debates celebrated its 100th anniversary in 2020. Antoinette.
What is the American Legion?
No. Ryan or Henry? What is the League of Women Voters? Back to you, Ryan.
Chase scenes for 400.
In The Man with the Golden Gun, this hero performs a jump with a mid-air spiral. Easy if you leave the ramp at just the right speed. Henry.
Who's James Bond?
Yes.
A letter than a word for 800.
The letter on the name of these prepackaged meals for World War II soldiers honors the last name of the doctor who designed them. Ryan?
What are K rations?
Yes, Ansel Keys was the man's name.
American League for 4?
In 1921, Lynn Frazier of North Dakota's nonpartisan league became the first U.S. governor to be removed via one of these elections. Henry.
What are recalls?
That's it.
American League 2000.
Founded in Illinois in 1956, this now international league that promotes breastfeeding has an alliterative Spanish name. Antoinette.
What is La Leche League?
Yes.
Authors, 1200.
In 2020, HBO took us to the country named for this author as black travelers face vile monsters like those in his fiction. Ryan.
Who is Lovecraft?
H.P. Lovecraft. You got him.
Authors for 8?
Charles Dickens may have based Uriah Heep on this Danish author who left a bad impression when he visited Dickens. And that would be Hans Christian Andersen. Ryan?
Chase scenes for 8.
He plays the nameless getaway driver in a Mustang who outduels a Chrysler in 2011's Drive. Henry?
Who is Ryan Gosling?
Yes.
A letter than a word, 1600.
Kellogg at Northwestern is one of these specialized academic institutions. Antoinette?
What is a school of business?
No. Ryan or Henry? What is a B school? Letter, then the word. Henry, back to you.
2000 letter.
The failure of these little rubber seals seems to be what doomed the space shuttle Challenger. Ryan?
What are O-rings?
O-rings, yes.
Authors for 4?
Virginia Woolf created Judith, this playwright's equally gifted sister, rejected by the London stage for being a woman. Henry.
It was Shakespeare.
Yes.
Authors, 2000.
In his Devil's Dictionary, he said mayonnaise serves the French in place of a state religion. Henry.
It was Bierce.
Ambrose Bierce, correct.
Chase scenes, 2000.
This 1998 movie named for Japanese mercenaries gets thrills out of a BMW and a Peugeot speeding through Paris. And the film was called Ronin. Back to you, Henry.
Global Cheers 2000.
This Japanese toast means dry cup. And that is kampai. Henry?
1600 cheers.
I want you basically rhymes with this traditional Irish toast. And that is slánce. Henry?
Chasing 1600.
In 2020, the Mustang driven by this action star in the big chase in Bullet was auctioned for $3.74 million. Oh, boy. Bullet starring Steve McQueen. You forgot that. Henry?
Cartography 2000.
Map makers use altitude data from aneroid barometers, which get their numbers by measuring this. Henry?
This air pressure.
Air pressure. Right you are.
Cheers, 1200.
Okole Maluna, literally butt to the moon, is a Hawaiian translation of this English cheers. What is bottoms up? Henry?
Cheers, 800.
In Spanish-speaking culture, this word for health is used when toasting. Henry?
What is salud?
Good.
1200 chase scenes.
Now we got him, says Sheriff Roscoe during the car chase in the first episode of this series. No, you don't. Antoinette?
What is the Dukes of Hazzard?
Yes.
Cheers for 400.
L'chaim means to life in this language. Henry?
What is Hebrew?
Right.
Cartography 400.
Having trouble figuring out your map? Consult this table of symbols that could complete your tale. Ryan.
What is a legend?
Legend, that's it. Now the last clue. It's the steak cut from the short loin that fits the category. Henry.
What is a T-bone?
T-bone. Letter followed by a word. All right, you're within reach of the lead, certainly. And Antoinette's still very much in this at 4,600. Here comes Final Jeopardy. Category today, singer, actresses, make your wagers. We'll have a revealing clue when we come back.
A Camel and a Geico ad asks, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is Hump Day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For our final today, we are dealing with singer, actresses. Here is the clue, players. This California-born woman won a Best Leading Actress Academy Award in 1988 when she had two top 20 hit songs. 30 seconds. Good luck. Not going to have a $30,000 winner today, but certainly we could have a $20,000 winner. But Antoinette, not with you, unfortunately. You're at 4,600. Did you come up with the correct response? Let's take a look. Madonna? No. That cost you everything but a dollar. $45.99. Let's come to our champion, Henry Bayer. Took a while to write down his response, I thought, and came up with Whitney Houston. No, that too is incorrect. It'll cost you only $7.99. Now we go to Ryan, who was leading. He had $12,000. He played well throughout the game. And he came up with the correct response. Who is Cher in Moonstruck? Snap out of it. And you risked $8,001. So we do have a $20,000 winner. $20,001. And you get to play again. We'll see you tomorrow on Thanksgiving. Join us then. Shalom.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.